It's Thursday, September 6th. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And we are joined by Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center, and someone who I'm very jealous of.
Why?
What did you do this Labor Day weekend? What did you do that was out of the ordinary?
Oh, I was at the Naturals game on Saturday, I believe, and I got to throw out the first pitch.
Ah. I was going to say going to a Naturals game. That's not that unusual.
But she got to throw out the first pitch.
I got to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It was very fun, but it was also a little nerve-wracking because it was a last-minute thing. We didn't really know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so for about 10 minutes, I sat there going, okay, don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass yourself. Make sure it's a good throw. Make sure you don't try too hard.
So you didn't have a chance to practice?
No, there was no practice.
Did you throw from the mound? Did you go to the front of the mound?
Well, I had a strategy about that. I decided that I wouldn't stand – I didn't want to do the grass because that felt a little too wimpy. But I also didn't want to go all the way up on the mound because, one, I would probably trip over myself, and, two, I felt maybe that's trying a little too hard.
Right.
So I went right in the middle.
Okay.
I was right at the lip of the mound, far enough so that I knew I could throw it and not have it be too embarrassing. It was a bit of a lob.
That's okay.
But that was also a strategy we discussed.
Okay.
I said, yeah, I think I'll lob it so that way there's no risk of it bouncing
in. Right.
And it went well.
Great.
It was fun.
That's not why you came to talk.
But it was a lot of fun. And the reason we were out there was we were doing Shrek at the Ballpark Day, which was really adorable because we had these little cardboard ears, Shrek ears, that we were handing out to all the kids. It was fairly fantastic. If you want some cuteness, go to our Facebook page and check out the pictures because they're really adorable. Don't look at the pictures of me. Look at the pictures of the kids with the ears on.
Now, tomorrow night, it's going to get loud in Walton Arts Center.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. The truck is outside my window. I can see it. It's the Stomp truck.
I saw it yesterday.
And yesterday, I was watching our crew unload trash cans, one right after the other, big, shiny trash cans. And the Stomp tech crew is here now. The performers are not here yet. They will get here tomorrow. And then we will have four shows for the public. We'll have one tomorrow night at 8, two on Saturday, 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and Sunday at 2 o'clock. So only four chances to see the
show.
No
Sunday night.
No Sunday night. They're leaving. They're getting back on the road. It's going to get loud, and hopefully we'll see some new. You know, everyone who saw Stomp 4 or 5 years ago will get to see some new acts as well. So that's this weekend. And then we don't have anything. Walton Arts Center doesn't really have anything going on for the next week or so after that. But we will have Theater Squared continuing their run of Noises Off. And then SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, will have their first piece, their first concert on the 16th, of September. And
Sunday afternoon, as opposed to most of them are Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. A Sunday afternoon. I think the concert is at 3 p.m.
It is.
With a 2 o'clock creative conversation hosted by Kyle.
Yes.
And going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. I will be there. I hope you all will be there so I can visit with you. And then we come back up on September 20th with Plena Libra, the Puerto Rican band, part of the first show in our 10x10 art series. So there will be a creative conversation prior to that. There will be the post-show party in the lobby that we've become familiar with, a chance for you to write on the sticky notes what you think about the show. And then there will be dancing. We're going to pull out the first couple rows of the seats in the theater and have a little mini dance floor in front of the stage.
It's going to be fun.
Which will be fun. Because I get the impression that a band like this, you might not be sitting in your seat while you're listening. It's probably the kind of music that makes you want to get up and dance.
Have fun.
Yeah, it'd be great. And then the first show in our Starlight Jazz series will be the following night. That's Gretchen Parlato. That's two shows, 7 and 9, I believe.
Tickets are on sale for that.
Tickets are on sale for Gretchen. And you can also buy, and this is just an incredible deal, you can also buy the whole jazz package. We're calling it the Jazz Lovers Package. And you can save up to 20% on tickets. So there's 5 shows in the series. So if you were to
buy kind of getting one free.
Yeah, if you were to buy the full package, you'd get one free. And if you go to the 9 o'clock show, the tickets are unbelievably affordable. So no excuse for missing jazz if you want to see that. So. But the first show, again, will be the vocalist, Gretchen Parlato, on the 21st. I want to give everyone a heads up that October is not as far away as you would think.
We were just talking about that.
Gosh, I can't believe it. Don Williams will be our first show in October, and those tickets are going really fast. And then we will have a whole string of 10x10 Arts Series shows after that. We have three almost within a week of each other, and they're all very, very different. We have the first show in our Caravan Sarai series, which is this wonderful program that we're working on in partnership with the King Fahd Center at the university, highlighting artists and music from Morocco. And then the following night, couldn't be more different, we will have the Tokyo String Quartet. And then the next following week, also couldn't be more different, we will have LA Theater Works doing a version of Pride and Prejudice.
And all of the three, the last three mentioned, are part of the 10 by 10.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have to buy the series.
Correct.
You can buy them individually.
Yeah.
Most tickets, $10 a pop.
Most tickets, $10 a piece. So there's four shows on the 10 by 10 in the next month, and you could come to all of them for $40. It's pretty great. And then we were talking about Shrek. Shrek will end October for us, and it will actually run over Halloween. Mm-hmm. So parents, grandparents out there, if your kids like Shrek, the Shrek costume, it might be fun to have that come out this year. We will have lots of Halloween festivities going on for Shrek, like costume parades and trick-or-treating in the lobby and all of that.
Now, Christina, last week, see if I'm remembering this correctly. Jody kind of teased us, right? With a couple of, she said, because I asked if there are
big news,
right?
Yeah.
Some shows that could be added. And you said you might be able to tell us about one this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, this is pretty exciting. We are going to be putting the Wailers on sale.
As in Bob Marley and
Bob Marley and
his
the
legendary band.
His band will be coming in November. The date for the show is the 10th of November, and the tickets for it will go on sale next week. So not Friday. Sometimes
right.
We put tickets on sale Friday, not this Friday, but next week they'll actually go on sale on Wednesday.
Okay.
And the tickets are really affordable. I think they start at something like $16.
Ooh. So it's Wednesday,
gonna be fun. Yeah. So next week, Wednesday, tickets will go on sale, and the show's in November, so not too much time before that happens. But that's a wonderful example of how sometimes things just drop in our lap, and we couldn't get that booked in time to put our guidebook and our season out, but we get a chance to add it on. Good reason to listen to this.
That's right.
Because I will tell you early what's coming up.
Great.
So you can get tickets to all of these things at 443-5600 or waltonartscenter.org, or you can come visit us. Come visit us at the box office. The parking on Dixon Street and in the lot across from us is free until 2 o'clock. And we do have an exhibition up in our gallery right now. It's a holdover from the Roots Festival. It's the Woody Guthrie exhibition. And it's really fun. It's interactive. You can participate. And so that will be up for a couple more weeks. And then we will be putting a new exhibition up that we'll have lots more to talk about related to that. But it's a wonderful project that we've commissioned from Kathy Thompson to celebrate our 20 years.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about this.
It's
yes.
really, really amazing. And so maybe I'll hold that one. And
okay.
we can talk about that next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Jody. Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications with Walton Arts Center.